Hey there, this is Justin with a quick note in between episodes. As many of you know, Beyond the Uniform is a side project for myself and everyone who helps out. It's a nights, weekends, and lunch project, and so limited time to devote to things, but excited to kick off a couple of events and really wanting to prioritize the events based on what the community needs most. And so I want to let you know about some updates to the Beyond the Uniform website. In the events section, you'll find that under the resources tab. If you go to beyondtheuniform.io/events, you are going to find a list now of 7 different events. And I'm going to give you a quick overview on those, but would really, really, really appreciate feedback. And the feedback that we are using to determine which of these events we do next is which one gets the most signups. It's just the easiest way, one, for us to gauge interest and kind of know what the community is wanting right now, but also it's a way to keep those people interested up to date. And so for each of the events I'm going to go through right now, there is a signup button on the website that's just to be notified as more information becomes available. All you have to do is input your email address. But that means that as these different events start to take shape, we're going to keep you up to speed on what's happening and let you know when it launches to make sure that you don't miss out on that. So you're not obligated, obviously, when you put your newsletter in, but it gives that dual purpose of information gathering as well as helping us keep you informed. So there are two... There's four different formats between these 7 events. And is that right? Let's see. There are 3 different formats amongst these events. And I'm going to start with one that I'm calling an advisory panel. I got this from a book I read recently where he proposed this format, and it seems really interesting to me. So the first one of these advisory panel formats is what I'm calling the Career Path Advisory Panel Session. The way this works is that I'm going to get 2 other experts, 2 other people doing a podcast just like this, or 2 people who have done a lot of work in the military veteran transition space. And the way that we'll do it is we'll have people sign up, and attendees can volunteer to be in what we're calling the hot seat. And the hot seat is you've got the three panelists with expertise, and you just give them 2 minutes of information about who you are and what you're thinking about in your career. And then the remaining 13 minutes in this 15-minute hot seat session, each of the 3 panelists, I would be one of them and 2 other ones, we're going to give you advice, recommendations. We're going to point you towards people, towards resources. We're going to do our best in that 13-minute minutes to leverage, you know, in my case, the 250 interviews that I've done, and then the other experts, their decades of experience in this space. And, you know, give you that advice. And for other people attending, guess what? We all face very similar problems, so you can benefit from that as well. But we want to actually block off about 2 or 3 hours for this, which would allow at least 10 people to be able to go through the hot seat. So that is the Career Path Advisory Panel Session. If that's of interest, throw your email there. We'll keep you up to speed. The second advisory panel is around entrepreneurship. As many of you know, that's been my career path for the last 10 years, and I've done over 50 interviews of military veterans who are in entrepreneurship. So for the startup advisory panel session, exact same thing, but it'll be myself as well as 2 other experts in the military veteran entrepreneurship space. Volunteers can either talk about what they're thinking of for entrepreneurship. If they're in a startup, they can talk about what their challenge they're facing. But the goal is to get 2 minutes of information and then have 13 minutes for each of the panelists to ask questions, maybe point out things to think about or consider. And it's just kind of like a nice way to in 15 minutes, get some next steps, get some clarity, get some opposing viewpoints. And hopefully in that 13 minutes of feedback, there's something that you take away with that you're able to go forward with. And for those of you who are interested in entrepreneurship, but maybe not maybe might not have a starting point just yet. It's a chance to hear what other people are thinking, and that might prompt a question for you if you want to volunteer to be in the hot seat. So those are both advisory panel sessions, one around just career, one around startups. Throw your email in if you're interested and you want to be kept up to speed. The second format is what I'm calling a seminar format. And let me just kind of back up. For all of these events, I know that you're all in different locations, and so it's not about flying out somewhere. All of these are going to be online. And the seminar format will most likely be done in an on-demand format, which means you'll have access to content that you'll be able to watch whenever you'd like in a set period of time. So there's three different seminars. The very first one is reprogramming. This is a seminar that I actually did live about a year ago. And this is all about everything I've learned in 250 episodes about challenges that veterans face in their transition, and really trying to go through both the mindset and tactical challenges to make sure you're equipped for that transition. So that is the reprogramming seminar. A second one in this format is what I'm calling Veterans in Entrepreneurship, but this is a seminar format. So rather than the hot seat, this is going through everything that I've learned from the 50-plus military veteran entrepreneur interviews. And this is going to cover everything from talking about the different types of entrepreneurship, talk about fundraising, talk about tactics and operations, talk about the psychological component, which comes up very, very often in these interviews. But it would be most likely a 10-session seminar to really make sure that if you're interested in entrepreneurship, maybe helping you vet that decision. And if you're committed to it, helping you make some distance down track in that way. The third of these seminar formats is around finance, and the fourth is around consulting. Same thing. If you are thinking of finance or if you're thinking of consulting, each of these two seminars is designed to help you understand what is finance, what is investment banking, what is private equity, what is hedge funds, like helping you figure out the different flavors of finance. And then picking lessons learned from the interviews I've done to help you be equipped to understand the career paths and what skills you'll need to go that way, what pointers guests have given along the way to go in that direction. Same thing for consulting. What's the lay of the land? Who are the players? And the nice thing with both of these seminars, the finance and the consulting one, is that I've done a lot of data research on LinkedIn. I've looked at over 3,000 different military veterans in these different career paths. So I'll also present some data and research to show you, look, you're a unique snowflake. You can choose your own path. But here's what the numbers say about the path that people took here, how long they served, whether they went to grad school, what they studied, things like that. So those are the four different seminars: reprogramming, veterans in entrepreneurship, veterans in finance, and veterans in consulting. Now, the last one is pretty different, and what I'm calling it is starting your company, and it's a practicum. Don't you love all these terms? Seminar, practicum, and advisory panel. The starting your company practicum is for those of you that are all about tactics. And again, this is obviously in the entrepreneurship vein. But let me kind of rewind the clock about why I think this format is so valuable. My advice when someone is going to business school now is, man, I wish I had just started a company as part of my business school experience. And the reason why I say that, and I recommend that to people who are dead set on not going into entrepreneurship, I still advise that path, because what I said is it really helps, or it would have helped me at least, make an academic environment much more tactical and practical. By that, I mean when I'm in a marketing class in business school, I'm thinking about and applying those theories that I'm learning to my startup. When I'm in an accounting class, I'm applying that to my startup. I'm applying everything to a real-world use case, and I know I would have gotten so much more out of my classes. Now, for you listening, if you're on active duty or you're out in the military, if you have aspirations of entrepreneurship or you don't, I don't think it matters. I think it's a great framework to approach learning. And so that means, you know, the liberating thing here is the startup idea you bring to the practicum, it doesn't matter. It's just an experiment. It's just trying on a hat, but using that to learn different things. And through that lens, we're going to talk about marketing. We're going to talk about finding pain points. We're going to talk about fundraising. We're going to talk about market size. We're going to talk about competitive landscape. And so each of the practicum members is going to bring their business. There's going to be no judgment, no laughter about how crazy the idea is. There will be a mix of people where this is legitimately a business that they're working on, as well as people who don't have any intention of starting a company, but they just want the experience. And we're going to meet on a weekly basis. This one is a live webinar format, so you can be anywhere geographically, but we're going to meet each week. And we're going to talk about a different aspect of business. And we're going to go around and we're going to use the actual businesses and the fake businesses that each of you have and apply these lessons to it. Now, of course, this is not a replacement to starting a company or business school or other programs, but it's one lens through which to try this out. So that is the Starting Your Company Practicum. So definitely, if any of these are of interest to you, go to the events page, throw your email down on any and all that you're interested in. And as we start to get that feedback, I'll start to prioritize making that happen. And you know, I wish I had more time to devote to this, but only able to do really one of these at a time. And so excited to use your feedback to know what else to do. And the second ask is, if those formats sound interesting, but the topics don't, let me know what topics would help you. I'm just kind of guessing here. I'm going off of just my own gut feel. But if you have thoughts on what would better serve you, let me know. And I'm open to throwing that format in. And then the other part of that is maybe this doesn't work. Maybe the seminar, the advisory panel, or the practicum format you don't really like, but there's some other idea of a format that might work. Maybe it's conference calls where we're just all on the phone together. Maybe it's books, you know, whatever it is, let us know that feedback and we'll do our best to react to the majority of people out there. So thank you for listening. I'll be back soon with more interviews with military veterans about their civilian career, but I'm really excited. I've been thinking about these things for a while. Look forward to your feedback to know if this is a direction we should start expanding beyond the uniform in addition to the two podcasts we produce every single week. Thanks and take care.